Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, WEEI Afternoons. Nick Stevens just legitimately made me laugh off air.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep that off air for now.
Mm-hmm.
No need. Maybe we'll do that in a off-air Six Rings podcast. We'll bring it to the listeners.
Right. Sponsored by insert name of beverage that is found frequently in our fridge here. Your opportunity to shine with us just moments away.
It is 5 o'clock. It is time now for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. WEEI Afternoons.
The story of the day, the story of the weekend, the story of the month, maybe, is Drake May, Patriots quarterback. The evolution 4 games into the season that he has undergone. Now a top 5 passer in terms of passer rating, yards, and leading the NFL in completion percentage 3 weeks in a row. I would argue that Drake May has had 3 of his best games. If you were ranking the 16 games he's played in the National Football League, I think the top 3 might be the last 3 weeks you've seen. I think you can make an argument if you want that this Sunday performance was his best performance. It was efficient. It was mistake-free. He got the assistance of Marcus Jones. He got the assistance of a willing victim in Bryce Young and the Panthers. But it's the National Football League. It's hard to win. You know how hard it is to win on the Gillette Stadium turf?
How hard is it to win?
19 games, they had won 3. That tells you how hard it is.
Over 3 coaches with a lot of roster turnover, but it was so difficult that it took this team 3 tries. Third time was the charm for this iteration, the Mike Vrabel Patriots, to finally win a game.
So they get back out there, and Drake May leads the way. Drake May completes passes at an efficient rate. He goes 14 of 17, 2 passing touchdowns, has a rushing touchdown, and he leads them to a blowout victory for what has been in recent years a rare home victory. And we will talk to Drake May in just a few minutes. 5:15, the quarterback of the New England Patriots will join us here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, is he a top 10 quarterback? I'm seeing a lot of people pushing him into the top 10. A lot of people think he is already...
Top half,
I'll agree with. No, that's boring. Don't be boring. Okay. Is he a top 10 quarterback? So you say no.
Not yet.
Because top half would be 16. Top 10 is 6.
Now, I know
extras.
All of your advanced metrics like best CPOE, best EPA per play, up there with Tom Brady, first and only quarterback who running touchdown, passing touchdown, first three out of the first 4 games of the season, done a lot of like anomalous statistical achievements. At the same time, he still looks good. I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm not top 10 yet.
I may have him in the Patriots Hall of Fame, but I don't have him in the current top 10 of NFL quarterbacks.
So a top 10 all-time Patriots quarterback.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Not a top 10 current NFL quarterback.
He's already in the competitive range of Steve Grogan. Andrew Bledsoe. Like, that's the career trajectory, some of the numbers he's putting up.
He's no Tommy Hodson.
No. He's surpassed that. He's moved past all the – he's better than Mac Jones. Pause. You heard me. He's better than Mac Jones.
All right.
Who was a Pro Bowler and went to the playoffs. I firmly believe that. More talented than some of these guys that you have in there. So, yes, he is not a top 10 quarterback, but he is indeed – a Patriots Hall of Famer. His relationship with Stephon Diggs is evolving and could certainly define this season. If that is a true number one receiver that you saw on Sunday against the Panthers, first 100-yard game for Stephon Diggs with the Patriots and in quite some time, for a guy who, in case you need a reminder, this time a year ago had not yet torn his ACL. He's not a calendar year removed from his torn ACL. 30-plus-year-old receiver is now on the field, making plays, looking faster than our guy Drake May even thought he was, and the relationship was building. So, Stephon Diggs, how you feeling about your comfort level in the Patriots offense?
How would you categorize your comfort level in the offense now?
5 out of 10. You know, take it with a grain of salt. Obviously, having success is not. It's week to week. So for me, I just say 5 out of 10 because you never want to get too comfortable.
Is that just how he feels?
Then he should study more. 5 out of 10.
Let's go get him.
We need to get going. I'll have to talk to Steph today.
You got to know the playbook inside and out.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
Five out of 10. I went to Ohio State. He's failing.
Yeah, that's not good.
So 5 out of 10, Stephon Diggs says, and his coach, you know, correctly, I think, calls him on that. Well, 5 out of 10 comfort level, caught 6 of 7 passes thrown his way for 101 yards yesterday, including a long of 33 yards, a 16.8-yard average. There was the back shoulder fade throw down the right sideline. That is generally a signal that quarterback and a wide receiver are on the same page. So if that's 5 out of 10, as a Patriots fan, you should wonder, well, what's 7 out of 10 going to look like? What's 8 out of 10 going to look like? Because if he stays healthy, I can virtually guarantee Steph Diggs is going to get better. Out of time in the system, working with, and that's what happens with guys coming off ACL. They get better as they kind of knock
off the rust.
He's not
even supposed to be off PUP or ready to play yet, and now he's had his first 100-yard game in just 4 freaking weeks.
So is he going to have 1,000 yards? He's got 213 through 4 games.
I did the math earlier, 53 times 17. That's going to get him into 900 yards. But here's the thing. If he has a 100-yard game every other week or once every 3 weeks, bump that a little bit more. Next thing you know, 1,100, 1,200 yards.
So he had 6 catches on 7 targets in week one. Then it dipped. He only had 7 total catches the next 2 weeks, back to 6 catches this week. I think Stephon Diggs, if he stays healthy, is going to be a rare Patriots 1,000-yard receiver, the first since Julian Edelman, a Patriots Hall of Famer as recently as this past week. And see, it all comes together full circle here in The Drive at 5 on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up next, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May. We'll talk to him next, but first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.